You are now listening to The Social Scene with your host, Jay-Z.
Today, the show is brought to you by ConnectPay.com. Welcome back to The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises. Today, I'm really excited to have such an inspiring guest on the line, Barbara Archer, who is the CEO and founder of Be Who You Are magazine. She's a new author of Tell All, From Insanity to Sane, and also the founder of Fitz Productions. Hi, Barbara. How are you today?
Fine. How are you doing, Jacqueline? Thank you so much for having me on your podcast.
Oh, of course. I'm so excited to have you and learn all about your background. You are a real serial entrepreneur with so many business ventures.
Yes.
It's so exciting.
Road, but I'm here.
Yeah. Well, You make it work, which is so great. I'm all about women entrepreneurs. I think it's so amazing. So tell me a little bit about your background and our audience. So where are you originally from?
Well, I originally grew up in Baltimore, Maryland, with both of my parents until the age of almost 11 years old, and that's when my parents split, and my mother moved into Frederick, Maryland, which is about 45 minutes north of Baltimore. You know, it was a very small, quiet town that my mom felt that it would be a nice place to raise three young girls on her own without the aid of her father, you know. So that's where I grew up at, and I lived in Maryland all of my life until 2009 when I relocated to Atlanta, Georgia. And I've been in Atlanta since then. So I'm just waiting to see what 2016 brings me. You know, I'm looking forward to leaving Atlanta and heading to a new city.
Amazing. Do you have any idea where you're going to go, or you're kind of just going to see where the world takes you at that point?
Well, I'm definitely leaning more towards California.
Nice. Really, really cool.
Yeah.
So, of course, I want to start off by discussing, you know, your first business venture you took on. So you first opened up Fitz Productions, right?
Yeah.
Now, what does the company entail? What are your main ventures in the business?
Okay. Well, Fitz Entertainment Productions is a public relations firm. And if you take it from the title of my book, From Insanity to Sane, it spells out Fitz. So that was so, I mean, it was so amazing, you know, when that concept was actually birthed, you know, because I really didn't know what title to give my company at the time, you know. And then one day my daughter and I were just brainstorming, and she was like, Mom, From Insanity to Sane. And when we spelled it out, it spelled Fit. And I was like, that's the name of the company.
Love
it. Yeah, so that's how it was birthed, you know. And Fitz Entertainment Productions, we handle a lot of PR and marketing for all of our clients. You know, I represent authors, so I represent women in business, pretty much any form of business that you may have that you're looking to get your business or your company out there in the arena through radio, television, commercials. So, you know, that's basically what I do there, you know. And from there, birth a magazine company, which is called Be Who You Are. I'm very excited about it. I love Be Who You Are. I have a tremendous amount of contributors and some advertisers now, you know, and two sponsors. So I continue to grow, you know, and I'm just excited about these opportunities because there was a time of day in my life that I worked in the mortgage industry for a long time and, you know, always wanting to know what was my true purpose in life, you know, just always feeling like there was a void, there was something missing, and really didn't know what that part of me was actually missing until one day, you know, when I lost everything in 2012 and became through a series of, you know, just mishap, you know, marriage falling apart to complete homelessness. And that's where everything shifted for me in 2012. And I really had to tap in and discover, what am I really good at and what makes me happy? Because so often people, they are working a 9-to-5 job or they may be working a, you know, a 7-to-7 job and they're working 12, 14 hours a day. And yes, they may be making a lot of money, but are they truly satisfied in what they're doing?
Right.
You know, I found out that I'd rather be satisfied with what I'm doing because we all have a calling in our life and we all have a purpose. And it's about discovering your purpose and, you know, and so by that way that you can help other people as well that are going through that exact same area in their lives that they don't know exactly what to do. So they are my two latest projects, and I really enjoy them both. You know, it's a lot of work, it's a lot of dedication, it's a lot of sacrifice, but I believe that in order to have increase, you know, that you're going to go through a series of sacrificing, you know, and a lot of nights it was sleep and I wasn't getting a lot of sleep, you know, and even now I'm not getting a lot of sleep. But I know one day it's going to pay off in the form that I would like it to. And then at that point, I'll be able to sit back and close my eyes a little bit and get just a little bit of rest. But I enjoy both of them very, very much, you know. So, you know, I feature everything in the magazine from fashion to entertainment, business. I have a business section, a health section, a lifestyle section. Lifestyle is huge. I'm always featuring, you know, prominent people on the front cover of my magazine as well. So I'm always looking for people to feature on the front cover as well. So you out there and you're listening and you have a business that you want to actually promote, definitely give me a ring. I would like to sit down and discuss your advertising, or if it's just that you want to be featured, you never know, you may end up on the front cover one day and see who you are.
So cool. We're going to go on commercial break and listen to one of the new fabulous songs from Young Reno called Only You. Stay tuned and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Yeah. Let's take it back to 07, just a nigga with a dream. I knew I had to get it, and that was by any means. Seeing niggas on the screen, BET and MTV, made me hit the studio like motherfucker degrees. So I rolled up my sleeves, copped a couple beats from Brent. We in the stool like every night, I swear we bout to pitch a tent. Every single dollar spent, knew we was getting closer. I seen the finish line, just knew the race would be over. And then came the setbacks, I still maintain composure. Took the weight of the whole world, I felt that shit up on my shoulder. And some tried to knock it, and some always supported. They've been down since day one, just know y'all gonna be rewarded. When you see my name in lights, just know that you can't ignore it. So come and get me now before y'all asses can't afford it. And clap for the kid who made something out of nothing. You looking at a king, and that ain't up for discussion, nigga. Yeah. It's only you.
The pieces in my life go away.
With you,
forever in my mind, only you.
It's only you.
The pieces in my life go away with you.
With you, not a word on the town that I got a little buzz. And these niggas know my name when they ain't know who I was. Heard my shit get played in clubs like Stadium and Love. They asking if it get old, and I swear it never does. But now it's 09, I'm doing how a homecoming. And I'm telling B-Mims, boy, I think we on something. Fast forward a couple years, I'm doing shows with Yo Gotti. Flashback to a time when I was a nobody, when rap was just a hobby and I was out selling dope. Niggas said I had potential, I took that shit as a joke. And it's the realest shit I wrote. I put my heart in every quote. A little something for the people that think they ain't got no hope. So if you Fortune 500 or you working flipping burgers, thank God you got a job and you living with a purpose. Every single day I'm working on my mama, that's for certain. That's until they close the curtain, making every minute worth it. Like so, it's only you.
The pieces in my life go away with you.
With you, with you,
forever in my mind.
Yeah.
Only you.
It's only you. Came a long way, man.
The pieces in my life.
I got a long way to go. So if you're riding with me, believe in me.
Forever in my mind.
Yeah. We out here.
Only you.
Let's do it.
The pieces
Let's
in
make
my
it happen.
Go away with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're back. I hope you liked Young Reno's new song, Only You. Make sure to check out Young Reno at youngreno.com. And we're back with Barbara Archer on the line. Stay tuned. So, of course, now I want to talk about your latest book launch. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Of course. So, Tell All From Insanity to Sane. So you told us what inspired the book and the company, so they kind of coincide together. But what inspired, you know, From Insanity to Sane? Is it basically about your life and how to deal with going from different lifestyles throughout your path? How, can you elaborate for us?
Sure. Well, the book came about during the time of when I had lost everything. And I was sitting one night in bed, and God, he woke me up one night and gave me the name for the book, From Insanity to Sane. And I didn't know what to do with that title. I was like, I don't know what to do with it. So I just got up and I wrote it down on a piece of paper, went on back to sleep. And then I started to write the book about a couple weeks after that. And I just started putting my life together, because I had to go through a complete transformation, you know. And like, I would like to piggyback just for a moment, though, if I may, because there was a time in my life that I really didn't have the confidence to really begin anything, because for so long in my past, I've had people speak negative words over my life, such as, you're not going to amount to anything. Everything that you touch is, everything that you touch, nothing lasts. So growing up, when you hear that so often, you start to believe those lies, and that's who I was. That's who I identified myself with, based upon the words that people have spoken over my life. So I had to go through a complete transformation myself in my mind. There was a lot of insanity, 32 years of insanity, things of what I had experienced in my life. For instance, when the time I was 14 years old, I was brutally raped and beaten almost to death. I never dealt with the rape. I never dealt with the beating. I never dealt with, I had a lot of unforgiveness in my heart towards so many people, because I was very angry and very bitter, because I believed that someone took something so valuable away from me that I could not and will never be able to get back on my own. So it left a deep hole inside my soul for a many, many year. And every decision that I made transpired from that. You know, most people, when they are in those type of situations, some people that turn to drugs, they turn to alcohol, you know. I turned to a life of crime. You know, I started associating myself with the wrong people, and it left me on a trail of stealing cars, selling the parts, you know. I mean, just a whole series of criminal activity that I was involved in, until it eventually landed me in prison. And it was like a domino effect. And I believe that when we do not deal with the real issue, we have a tendency to put Band-Aids over top of those injuries, you know, and we need to really get to the root of the injury itself, so that we can get the complete healing. So I went through that complete healing, and I had to relive the rape. I had to relive all of the pain. And through it, that's how the book came about. So the book is about my life and different experiences in my life. And I believe that you will be able to relate to a lot of my book, because as women, we carry a lot, and we never talk about a lot, because we've been told, just keep it to yourself, you know, get over it. You know, we need to stop telling people to get over it, you know, because you get over it, but you suppress all of that, you know, and you never deal with it. So if you can't deal with it, it's no longer a reality for you. So that's what the book is about, you know, and I'm very excited about the book. And so far that the book is doing well, but I know it could do even better, you know, and I'm just believing that 2016 is going to be even greater than 2015 for the book.
What an inspiring story. You know, I'm so sorry you went through that, but I mean, what a story you have to share to inspire women that never come out about struggles they go through, you know? Right. So I think it's great that you do that, because there are just so many women that go through things like similar situations and never talk about it. And it's so important to communicate it, you know? So I almost feel like people that go through similar things might find a way to express themselves through reading your book.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And, you know, I get a lot of replies from people that have purchased the book, contacted me through email, you know, and in the book, I touch on many subjects, you know, this one chapter in the book that I call myself the woman at the well, you know, there's a portion in the book that I even discuss some religious aspects in the book as well. You know, that could be a little bit controversial for some people, you know. But I find out that even in the church, we cover up a lot.
Right.
And we don't, and we cover up a lot, and that's why people be like, okay, well, I don't want to invite you to church. No, they've been to church. That's why they don't go, because they've been there. They've seen firsthand what some of the things of what happens in the church. And so I touch a lot about that because I went through an abusive marriage with my second husband, who was an elder in the church, and he was verbally and physically abusive towards me. Wow. You know, and I had to relive that all over again with the abuse. And when I took it to the church, no one in the church believed me because of my past and where I've been. And at that point, that of my life, that was the lowest point of my life. So I touched so many different things in the book, you know. So it's just an eye-opener that just let women know that, you know what, it's okay. It doesn't matter what has happened to you in life. You're not defined by what happened to you, you know. And regardless of what people may think or say, I mean, for me to be so open and put this out here, you know, it's like some people may be like, oh, my gosh, you know what, you know, you have this now, but, you know, look at where you used to be at, you know. And that's just a testimony in itself, you know, that, you know, what you go through in life, a lot of times that pain, you will discover your purpose in your greatest pain. And that's what I did. I truly discovered my purpose in every painful situation that I've lived in my life. And even in the book, I discussed my third child that I walked away from. You know, I was pregnant with her, and I didn't even know what I even had. You know, I tried to get an abortion. I wasn't able to find a place that could give it to me. So I tried various means on my own to terminate my own pregnancy on my own. And each attempt, I was not successful at. You know, God wanted this child to be born for whatever purpose, whatever reason, because I tried multiple times to terminate it on my own. And finally, when I gave birth, I didn't even know what I had. I didn't care what I even had. All I wanted to do was just leave it and go on by my business. And that's what I did. So I even discussed that in the book as well. You know, so it's a lot in the book, and I know there's other women that can identify with that. You know, that was definitely a dark, dark place for me at some time in my life, you know. But since then, I had recently reconnected. I connected to my daughter, the same daughter that I abandoned. Is she ready to receive me? No, but I know it's going to take time. I know it's going to take a lot of work on my part, you know. But, you know, I'm hoping that one day we'll be able to really connect, and I'll be able to share with her my story and hope that she'll be able to forgive me one day.
Yeah. Wow, what a profound story. It's really inspiring, you know, how far you've come.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, yeah.
Of course.
It's one of the things, I joke about this all the time, you know, I had to get away from my family. That was the biggest thing. I had to get away from my family, you know, because sometimes your own family can hinder your growth.
Right.
You know? And I had to totally get to a place of complete isolation, just me and God, and that's where I had to get to, you know. So, you know, I'm thankful for that, and I tell everyone, you know, I went through a lot, but I would not trade anything. Everything in the world I've gone through, I wouldn't trade it, you know. If I could change everything, I wouldn't change anything. I would keep everything just the way it is, because I believe it made me a better person today than I was before.
I love it. I love your amazing story and how far you've come. And you really are a woman of so many great qualities. Like, you've been through a lot of crap, but you've outcome and like yeah. almost made up for all the business ventures that you do now, which is so great, you know, because you're all about giving back and helping people and, you know, and placement right. and you share your knowledge and expressions through your book. So where can people purchase the book? I know on your website, right?
Yeah. You can go onto my website at www.frominsanitytosane.com, or you can purchase it on amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. So it is on Barnes & Noble. Right now, I'm just waiting to hear back from Barnes & Noble. It's on their online stores, but I'm looking to get it in their physical stores, you know, so hopefully I should hear something by the first of the year. And so I'm excited about that. But there are the three places where you can purchase the book at.
That's so great. And then, of course, you know, where can our readers, you know, magazine lovers, check out the magazine on Max?
Sure. Sure. You can go to my website, www.bewhoyouaremagazine.info. You can purchase the, once you click on the upcoming magazine, it will take you directly to the page where you can actually purchase that. Be Who You Are comes out every month on the 3rd of every month, and right now we're almost done getting the January's issue prepared, so we should be ready to launch that on January 1st. So we're going to bring that out a couple days before, but the magazine sells for $5.99, and like I said, you know, we have everything in it. I have some amazing contributors with some amazing topics and stories and articles that make very good reading. You just want to just curl up in bed and just read the magazine, you know. After the year, we will be printing on demand, so I'm excited about that as well.
That's very exciting.
Just had to wait for the right opportunity. Yeah, you know, yeah. Just had to wait on the right opportunity, you know, and so forth, you know. So we're going to be printing our February issue on demand, so I'm very thrilled about that. So you can get it both ways, either digital or online, and you can download the app to your phone, you know, so by that way you can take Be Who You Are on the go with you wherever that you go at, you know. And digital has taken over, you know, everything with technology being the way that it is. Digital has just taken over the, you know, just taken over the entire country, you know. So a lot of people, they like the digital format, but I know there are some people that like to physically hold the magazine in their hands and turn the pages themselves and read. So I want to be able to give something to everyone. I don't, you know, so that's why we're going to go ahead and start to print on demand. So by that way, we can capitalize on that market, because eventually one day you're not going to be able to find a magazine on the newsstand anyway.
But I know, it's so crazy.
On that market. Yeah, it is, you know, but we want to be able to capitalize on that market until that time comes. So that definitely, I'll be giving updates on my blogs and my website as well, to the exact date that you'll be able to get your printed copy, which will be February the 3rd.
Love it. All right, everybody has to go check that out. So how can they also follow you on social media?
Sure. You can follow me on Facebook. You can, for my handle on Facebook, for my personal Facebook account, is Barcala7. And for Fitz Entertainment Productions, you can just do a search for Fitz Entertainment Productions, and I'm there. For my Twitter, I am Barcala7, and let me spell that for you. It's Barcallah and the number 7. And on my LinkedIn account, same thing, Barcala7. I try to keep it always the same, because Barcala, I've had that name for a long time, and you know, that was a name that my ex-husband gave me when I first started out in social media. So I've just
stuck with it.
I've just stuck with it. You know, if it's not broke, don't fix it, right? So anyway, you know, that's how you can follow me on social media as well, you know. And, you know, if you ever want to send me an email, just send me an email at Barbara@FromInsanityToSane.com. You know, if you're going through something, or you just need someone to talk with, or you just need someone to pray for you. I get so many emails all throughout the day of people just sending me emails, telling me what's going on in their life and so forth, you know, and I always respond back within a 24-hour period, you know, so I'd love to hear from you.
That's so nice. Everybody has to reach out to Barbara. She's awesome. So thank you so much, Barbara, for coming on today. It was truly inspiring to have you, and everybody needs to definitely check out the book Insanity, From Insanity to Sane, and purchase it and give us some feedback on it. We love that. I know we have some bloggers that will be doing a write-up on our podcast, so that will be exciting. So definitely stay tuned, and thank you so much for coming on today, Barbara. It's been such a pleasure.
All right. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate this opportunity, and I'm looking forward to great things with you, Jacqueline, in 2016.
Me too, Barbara. All right. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises, and stay tuned till next time. Today, this show is brought to you by Akilah Terry with Creative Apparel.
You're listening to Jay-Z on The Social Scene.